Ladies and gentlemen, I am Matt, and I am here with the ambassadors of badassery themselves, Leaper and Stefan. This is Three Way of Awesome.
What up?
I'm back, baby.
So, first, we have one very important thing to get to. Extremely important. Leaper.
What's up?
Did you get your vacuum fixed?
I did fix my vacuum.
You fixed it?
I fixed it.
All by yourself?
All by myself.
Nice.
Because I can do it all by myself.
Guess what?
What up?
Now you're a man. Man, 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 man. Now you're a man.
Yay. Yeah, I went to Walmart, bought a screwdriver, unscrewed the little top cover thing, and dug that shit out.
Exciting. Nice. Riveting.
It was.
It is riveting.
And then I had some sex.
Nice.
Because she was like, "You're hot working out stuff." I was like, "All right."
I don't believe it. I don't believe
he
it.
He doesn't believe. No, I believe it.
It's fine. It's okay and all if you do, but I just don't believe it.
Tyler doesn't believe it either, or he doesn't understand it.
I don't know.
How does Tyler not believe it? Because he was there.
I understand wanting to all the time, but you just make it seem like she's a nympho.
She got is. I'm not done.
Hey,
joking.
I completely understand where you're coming
Look,
from.
Look, let's
there,
leave
sir.
Stefan out of this, all right? Because you don't need any more support. All right. Also, in riveting news, I changed a little things in the audio setup because I know there's been, like, skips. And to be honest, I've just kind of let them go because I didn't know what the hell to do about it. And there's been so much stuff I've already, like, fixed. I was kind of burnt out of fixing things.
I dig it.
So I went back to an older edition of Adobe Audition. I should have disconnected this recording computer from the internet, but, you know, asshole Leaper across from me had to get his story, so I forgot. I was going to do it actually when I came down here, and then you had to get your stories, and then by the time I start this thing, I forgot.
Well,
and I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it now because I don't know if it's going to, like, give me a message and, like, Audition's going to be a dick about it and skip. So, whatever. I mean, we'll see how this goes. And then I went to buy a USB hub with its own power supply. Fucking thing doesn't have enough power to power these mics.
But so it glows.
It does glow, so it's just got to kind of sit there. And then to take more things off the USB, I put in, like, a mouse and a keyboard with, like, those pins that plug in. They're not wireless. They're wired. And the mouse is really slow. I need to up the sensitivity on this. You know, I need to be able to get to my soundboard quickly for things.
Got
to
be quick.
And I can't do that with this, you know, right?
Like
it takes a second. Got to be quick. It just doesn't happen that way.
I like tigers.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah, get the fuck out.
It's all about polar bears.
I like polar bears, too.
Yeah,
but I love tigers.
Polar bears are kind of gay.
Polar bears.
But we all know the king of kings is Geodude. Geodude.
Fuck Geodude. Fuck Geodude.
Geodude.
Yeah. He's the dude.
And before I got here, I was watching the movie awards.
Geodude.
He pops
really
out of your pants.
you were watching the MTV Movie Awards?
Yeah.
Can't fucking stand it anymore.
They're terrible.
Yeah, I know. Every year it just seems like it gotten worse. Like 5 years ago, I actually didn't mind watching it, but then like it was like, okay, this is like, all right,
there
are
a couple
enough
things that were funny, but
yeah, they usually have one or two redeeming moments, but it's come to the point where it's not redeeming enough
Christina
to watch the whole
Aguilera
show.
I had a performance that was ridiculous, is disgusting. One, she's ugly as fuck now. She used to be hot.
I don't.
Genie in the bottle. Christina.
I don't know, like, what the hell she
come
looks
on
like
in and let me out.
She's ugly now. That's all you need to know.
What happened?
And then they did another thing that was funny, is with the guy from The Hangover, the Asian guy and the guy who does the piano thing, singing the song about
yep.
the tiger. And they did that, and the Asian guy was dressed in this really tight, like, tiger suit looking thing. And then the guy was playing the song on the piano. It was funny.
Did you know that guy's a doctor?
Yep.
The Asian guy? Yeah. I heard an interview with him, and he's a doctor.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy. I just want to say that, you know, pool season 2010 has started.
Indeed.
And I've already been injured.
Oh, no.
Did you see the sweet bruise I got, Leaper?
Uh-uh.
It's already happening. Tyler said he got injured, but he didn't get injured.
Tyler always gets injured.
My back! It hurts. And he wanted to come on the podcast. He's probably going to listen to that and be like, well, fuck that. I don't want to go on now. Make it fun
Whenever
of me.
Whenever he first comes on, we should just have a whole show where we just rip his shit.
Or bring up, like, make a mashup of all the times we mentioned his name and just play it in front of him.
We have a few moments. There's a lot of episodes to go through and do a mashup. One of you guys should do it.
I don't know how.
Yeah, it's easy to learn.
All right, well, how about those news stories?
There's not a lot.
You say that every week. I told this guy, I'm like, dude, it's not that hard to look for news stories. It's not a lack of ability, Lieber. It's a lack of motivation.
I've explained my lack of motivation already before we started this.
Yeah, he doesn't want to do news anymore.
I want something different.
I told him I was thinking of adding new things, but I can't really... We can't just, like, stop doing news.
Who's that Pokemon?
We can't do who's that Pokemon. I only have one sound effect, and it's obvious, all right? Who's that Pokemon?
Yeah, dude.
It's Pikachu, all right?
Oh, okay.
Should have known. All right. Well, let's hear your short stuff.
Let's do it, Leaper. Wait a moment. Was that my pen cap you threw?
No.
Yeah.
No.
It is. It is my pen cap. You threw it right at Stefan. I heard it thud off of him.
I have a pen that looks just like it.
Yeah, bullshit.
And it wasn't a pen cap.
This is probably your pen, isn't it?
Where'd you get it?
How come you always bring shitty pens? Every time Leaper has to like get stories from like my house when he comes over, he always brings pens that don't work.
It works, it just doesn't click.
So you gotta hold it out while you're writing. Yeah. So you gotta write it like you're stabbing something. Because you have another pen that's up in my room that doesn't work.
This just in. I love dinosaurs.
Okay, elaborate.
I just like dinosaurs.
Why?
Because I just love everything about them. I like Power Rangers, they have dinosaurs. I like dinosaurs, the sitcom, Muppet. Type show.
You're like me what from the fifth grade.
What about Jurassic Park?
I love Jurassic Park.
It's a good movie.
Jeff Goldblum.
Nice. You it's thought the, he was the one eating on the toilet?
Yeah.
He's
but
not.
It's not. It's not him. No. It's the other
it's
guy.
It's the snobby douche
yeah.
guy.
I like T-Rexes.
So
where's this going?
You got some news stories here?
A punchline?
I just love dinosaurs.
Okay.
Leaper loves dinosaurs. If there's anything you learn from this podcast, Leaper loves dinosaurs. Especially T-Rex.
Use the executive order to move on right now.
If anyone wants to send me a dinosaur, I'd like that a lot.
In the mail?
Yeah. A T-Rex egg. That shit is bomb.
You done with that bit?
No, I just like dinosaurs. Right.
He's a man of many words.
By 2030, road deaths will be the fifth leading cause of death in the world. There's a push by the WHO, World Health Organization.
Who?
WHO, yeah.
Who?
there's a push by them to claim that distracted driving, or driving distractions, is a lethal epidemic. Such as texting.
When people say epidemic, you like to hear that as like an actual disease that you can't do anything about.
Yeah.
Like, because when they say the obesity epidemic, you're like, but you could do something about that.
Yeah. Well, you could do something about swine flu, too. Go to the fucking doctor.
Well, you can, but like a smallpox epidemic, like, you can try to do your best, but it's not guaranteed.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to stop texting while driving, you just put the fucking phone away.
And how often does that happen? I mean, I know there's a lot of accidents caused by stupid stuff, but I mean, it's not like you're walking down the street and you see like all these car crashes. Like, yeah. Oh my god, this is insane.
This is terrible. This is from texting while driving.
Because
right
when I think
here.
Epidemic, I think like you know something that's happening like mass
yeah.
amounts.
That's very bad. Like swine flu.
Not yes. playing it.
Damn it.
You want me to play it? There's not swine flu news. You can't just say swine flu and have me play the clip.
I tried.
What about me?
I don't know. Maybe.
Swine? Flu.
Stefan always gets it. Damn it.
I win the gummy bear.
He does win the gummy bear.
I'm so happy because I'm a gummy bear. Gummy bear.
Glad I had that in there. I have been sitting on that one for a while.
That's what she said.
66th anniversary of D-Day. 66 years ago, we arrived on the beaches of Normandy to go kick some Nazis.
Stormed what?
Doing one thing and one thing only, killing Nazis.
Stormed, what was it, Omaha, Utah?
And Normandy.
Gold.
France.
No, there were five beaches. It was like Omaha, Utah, Gold, Sword, and something else.
And McDonald's.
I could be beach. Way off. I knew it actually just a couple months ago when we were going over that stuff. I knew all
the
five.
Beach known
it was five
for
beaches.
Its golden arches.
Two were stormed by the United States, two were stormed by Britain, and one was stormed by Canada. And they're all like, yay, and they all look like the Canadians from South Park.
They're all dressed up in hockey gear.
Yeah. Fighting with hockey sticks and beavers.
And then another marijuana martyr has arrived. A man chooses to take 30 days in jail.
Wait. A marijuana what?
Martyr.
There you go.
A man chooses to take 30 days in jail instead of probation because he didn't want to quit smoking medical marijuana.
Wait. That's what constitutes a martyr these days?
For marijuana.
There's dying for sins, and then there's 30 days in jail.
Marijuana is apparently really important to people.
And on other notes on marijuana, in California in November, there will be a ballot that will once again try to legalize marijuana where it can be taxed and sold. If this happens, Marvel already has a copyright on what they call Marvel Green.
Ah.
That would be marijuana cigarettes.
That is very good marketing there. You got to jump on that.
Yeah.
Copyright it way before it happens.
Yep, exactly. Sounds good.
Quick poll, are you for it? I'm sure you're for it, and you're a leaper.
I have actually, honestly, never... I have tried it, but it's never been a big deal to me. Like,
it's never been a big part of your life?
Yeah.
Like Tyler?
Like it is Tyler or like other people. Like, I tried it, and it was okay with like whoever I was with, but I never saw the big deal. Plus... I never wanted to lose my job over it, so... It was
okay, but I mean, like, with all that aside, do you think it's a smart idea? Personal preference aside of what you want. Just, I mean, like, in general, do you think it's a good idea?
Probably not.
But you don't think it would, like, help bring us out of debt, as they say?
I'm sure it could, but there's a lot of other ways to do that, too. Like, don't be retarded with spending your money.
Yeah, but you know, when it comes to spending money, there's not just... I don't have my chair.
Uh-oh.
This is not my chair.
Oh, God. This is not your chair.
I'm way off my game right now.
Just roll with it. Roll with the punches.
Okay.
John, bring us out of this one.
Abort. Well, when it comes to spending money, you know, when it comes to, like, a state, it's not just, like, one person. It's not, like, you with your money. It's just a bunch of other people, and you really can't keep everybody in line.
So I guess it'd be really good for California because they're, like,
it would be great for California because they don't got shit. Yeah. They got nothing for money right now.
Arnold Schwarzenegger would definitely...
But there's so much of it like available anyways. Don't you think it would be good to actually get money off of it?
Yeah, it would be.
Here's my stance. If I can step in here.
No,
I think it would be a great idea. And here's why. One, it's nowhere near as bad as alcohol. Alcohol is really bad for you, too.
Nowhere near as bad as cigarettes either.
Yeah, if anything should be illegal out of those three, it should be cigarettes.
True.
I mean, those are awful for you. But regardless, people getting like, how many times have you heard a story about someone getting shot over marijuana?
Very rarely.
No, not very rarely. You need to watch the news. I see it all the time, and you know why? Because it's criminalized. Okay. Because someone can make so much money off of it, they want to stiff someone, and then that person shoots them for something that's not even as bad as alcohol. I mean, come on.
So you're saying if we legalize it and decriminalize it, there'll be less crime?
No. There will be less marijuana-related crime.
Yeah, okay.
Because if you decriminalize something, like during Prohibition, the whole friggin' mafia profited off of that. Valentine's Day Massacre, that was over booze, right?
Yes, it was.
See? And, you know, while it was illegal, people wanted to get it, and then people that had it had the power. And, you know, people now that have it have the power, and they, you know, other people give them a ton of money for it. If you decriminalize it, that money could be going to the state, and people can stop getting shot over that and start getting shot over real things like crystal meth.
I will say, if you could deal a drug right, you are balling.
Yeah, you would say that. Personally, I don't
when I asked you that question, I had no stance either way, just because there's pros and cons to each side.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't really care because I'm not going to do it whether it's legal or illegal.
Yeah.
But I think if they did make it legal, it could do a lot of good.
It could.
Yeah. I guess from my personal stance, I just don't see it. Like, when people like to class, like when someone says drugs, I'm thinking like meth,
cocaine,
heroin, cocaine, stuff that will just destroy you. And then, but it's like when you're talking about marijuana, it's just, you know, people want to go, it's illegal. Yeah, but why? I mean, look at alcohol.
The reason why it's illegal is because in the 1920s, this dude went on this big deal about heroin. And
there's a lot of reasons why people say it was illegal. I've heard that, and I've also heard that it was a racist law against Native Americans because they always like to smoke their peyote, which is pretty much the same damn thing.
Yep.
And so they're like, well, we got to make it illegal. So it's just like...
damn engines.
You know, maybe alcohol should be the bar. You know, if that's legal, then why can't the stuff that's physically under it, you know, not legal as well? I mean, you wouldn't drive on marijuana. You wouldn't drive drunk.
True.
Marijuana's not going to destroy your liver.
Hungry, happy, sleepy. Those are the only side effects.
So it's like... And I've never done it, and I don't see myself doing it. I don't drink either, and I just don't see the allure of it either. But I don't care if you do. And then, you know, there's always going to be people that are say like, oh, well, there's going to be someone abusing it. And there's people abusing everything.
It's true. There's, you know, people die because there's drunk drivers and all kinds of that stuff. So,
you know, if you want to get rid of abusers, get rid of the things they abuse.
Like
if you
4 nights ago, I was driving, and this guy drove on the side of the road that I was driving and came out.
Yeah. Jesus.
And then swerved back into the other side of the road. I got scared shitless.
I was going to put in an application and I saw someone flying up the opposite way I was going, and someone was pulling out from like a driveway or something, and that person pulling out just kept going, and that person had to swerve around them.
Oh god.
That was like a week and a half ago.
Aren't you worried that, like, in that scenario, you're both going to swerve the same way? You're like, wow, that sucked. Like, there should be, like, a general rule that each person should swerve to the right. That way to avoid the confusion.
Everybody swerve to the right.
Everyone go right.
But anyways, we got way off track there.
Yeah, we did.
A porn actor that was wanted for murder falls off a cliff after the SWAT team comes to get him. In Los Angeles.
What the hell?
Apparently, this porn actor supposedly murdered another porn actor with a sword.
Nah, he stabbed him.
It's insane.
Is that like a metaphor
for like,
his penis?
It's like Grand Theft Auto.
This is. I said this again. I need to have a sound of someone falling because I got to do this myself. I got to be like,
And
I got the squeaky chair. I really did. Hear that?
Yep.
Last news story, a man in North Carolina, he's known as a beach comber, apparently wanders around the beach looking for things like metal detector kind of shit, and he found a shipwreck with lots of old U.S. coins. Apparently.
It was a solid gold ship.
Apparently it's from the Civil War.
Nice.
What was it, like an ironclad?
I bet he got a lot of money for that kind of stuff if he sold it. I mean, to, like, a museum. I mean.
I'm not even sure if they're allowed to keep it. Like, the U.S. has weird rules. If it's, like, above 6 feet or under 6 feet, you're not allowed to keep it or something like that.
No,
that's crazy.
I mean, a Civil War ship, technically it's still property of the government, right? It's their ship.
Yeah.
But there's nothing saying you can't ransack it and then not tell them where you got it from. What are people going to do? They're like, I have a suspicion that guy took it from a sunken Civil War ship.
Nah, my family gave this to me. Like, I have a $5 Confederate bill. It's pretty sweet.
Nice. The South will rise again, right?
Someday. I better keep that money.
You think they'll rise again?
No.
Are you racist?
Maybe.
Good.
I like those niggas. What do you want from me?
Okay.
Oh, wow. It's officially the most racist episode of the podcast.
See, I always thought it'd be other Matt that would say that word.
Yeah.
But anyways,
he has.
I constantly thought to myself, well, if we always get, like, smarter as we go, you know, why don't we just, like, eventually, you know, just all the racism die out and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
But then you realize that there's still people out there that are just as retarded and dumb, but oh well.
Get her done!
Today they call them members of the Tea Party.
Indeed.
Or the Coffee Party.
not a big fan of either.
Yeah. Anyway, are you done with news there, Leaper?
I am.
All right, let's go into sports. I'm just going to say it right now. You know one thing I really hate about the podcast?
What's that?
You two fucking distracting me by always trading shit back and forth, writing notes to each other like this is a third grade class.
Yeah.
I can only recall like two instances. One was a business penis and one is right now when we're playing tic-tac-toe.
I'm including in that all the times you guys are like flipping each other off or like you're crying because he's making penetration motions with his hands. And that happens, like, every week. It happens, like, every segment.
Nah.
It's pretty damn close. Anyway, sports. Big 12 breakup. Missouri, Nebraska given ultimatums. They need to state whether they're going to join the Big 12, or, I mean, stay with the Big 12, or join the Pac-10. Pac-10, God damn it. Big 10.
Pac-Man.
But the Pac-10, the Pacific 10, just so so Stephen can stop thinking of Pac-Man. They want to gobble up. I mean, take in Texas, Texas Tech, Texas A&M, Oklahoma State, Oklahoma and Colorado. I know. And someone in the Texas legislature, like, I don't get this. I don't get how government and sports, like, intermingle with their rules.
Texas, they do what they want.
But, yeah, please. I hate how Texans have huge egos. They're like, we could be our own country. You tried it and you failed.
They did. They went bankrupt.
But regardless, they were saying like the Texas legislator was going to do something to have them put Baylor in instead of Colorado. It's like, how do you have that kind of pull? Like, this isn't your state. This is the Pac-10 college football conference. Like, what the fuck? Do I still have the Pac-Man death on here? I probably don't. All right, next up.
The death scene. The death of Pac-Man dying.
I did. I had that for a while. Now, okay. Rob Dyrdek, giving back one fantasy factory at a time.
Aw, he's... What's he doing? Tell me it. Just tell me the bad news.
What do you think the bad news is?
He's getting rid of the fantasy factory.
Wrong.
He's getting another one.
He let underprivileged kids into the fantasy factory. And
that's because he's a sweetheart.
And raised over $500,000 for him.
Have you watched his show?
Yeah.
He's a cool guy.
I like
him. He's a cool dude.
I mean, cool. So they got to run around and play around in that fucking fantasy
factory,
dude,
I know.
Man.
That thing, it's got that like awesome tennis ball launcher. It's got the zip line. It's got that foam pit with a ramp by it.
Yeah.
It's got all kinds of shit. Yeah. The skate park, obviously.
Yeah, it's awesome. Like
basketball hoops, like, everywhere.
It's like all the things you wanted when you were a kid.
And it's a fantasy factory.
It's a fantasy. It
and
really
it's like
is.
A freaking office building.
We just need to. We just need to fucking pool our money together, buy a warehouse.
I know. Oh man. And if it had like a trampoline, a wrestling ring, and then like a pool. Oh my god, I'd have everything.
Dude, I totally want an office space too. I don't even have a job.
We could have the podcast there, and then we could zip line out into the pool.
We could zip line into the podcast, and then zip line out
onto a trampoline into the pool.
You know what we could do is we could have the warehouse, and we could have the front door be really high up, and the rest of it's below. You know, it's like below ground.
Below me.
I have a man cannon.
And what you could do is when you walk into the freaking fantasy factory, all right? There's stairs, but stairs are for pussies. You take the zip line down to the office. We do the podcast, and you take the zip line down to all the other shit.
And in the office, there's pinball machines and NFL blitz.
Dude, there's everything.
No, you would play that while we're trying to do a podcast.
I would.
We'd put that lower. You need to keep your distractions to a minimum.
All right.
It's good stuff. I wish I had a fantasy factory. Anyway, sweetheart, that's what he is.
He is. Very nice man.
Ken Griffey Jr. announces his retirement.
No!
Ashlyn loved Ken Griffey Jr. back in the day.
Do you ever give him... You should just give him shit now and be like...
Ken Griffey Jr. slugfest.
It's really great that you're such a fan of a guy who never won anything.
Yeah, Dustin broke that game. He threw it against the wall. What, the Super Nintendo game you're talking about? Ken Griffey. It's a baseball Ken Griffey Jr. N64. Game.
N64.
Oh, okay, well, I'm thinking the Super Nintendo game, I think. And he threw it against the wall. I don't know. He's probably pissed off at it.
All right. I got a little list here in sports. I think you guys will like it. 10 weirdest injuries in sports.
Makes me think of Blitz, where you can see the scrotum break and Blitz the league, too. Yeah. It's an awesome game.
On May 29th, 2010, Kendry Morales hit a walk-off game-winning grand slam. After trotting around the bases, Morales began to celebrate with his teammates. Morales fractured his left ankle while celebrating, putting him on the disabled list for 10 to 12 weeks.
Jeez.
That sucks balls.
I think there's going to be one in here about a kicker that was really funny.
What was he, like, jumping around frantically? How did he do that?
I don't know. He came down on his foot wrong or something like that. I don't know. You know, who knows? Like, stuff just happens.
That just happened.
All right, number 9, Ted Ginn Jr. On January 8th, 2007, in the BCS National Championship game, Ted Ginn Jr. returned the opening kickoff for a 93-yard touchdown. His excitement presented to Ken Griffey Jr. led him to injure his left foot. He was immediately taken off the locker room, where he was treated and taken back to the sidelines, where he could not play in the rest of the game.
Hey, you got that touchdown, though.
Remember when Kevin Nash went to go, like, tag in his partner and he pulled his quad?
Yeah.
Or tore it.
Here it is. Bill Gramatica. On December 15, 2001, Arizona Cardinals kicker Bill Gramatica injured himself right after kicking a field goal in the first quarter. Gramatica was celebrating the newly added 3 points with his teammates and ended up tearing his ACL.
Jeez.
I saw this. He was excited. He runs back and kicks his leg in the air and tears his ACL.
Oh, yeah.
That sucks so bad.
Yeah. I know. Alex Stepney. In 1975, Stepney played as a goalkeeper for Manchester United. In a match against Birmingham, he was frustrated with the lack of defense provided to him by his defenders. While yelling at his teammates, he dislocated his jaw and was removed from the game.
Basically, don't do anything else but play the game you're playing.
6. Lionel Simmons. During the 1990-91 NBA season, Lionel Simmons missed 2 games with wrist tendonitis. Simmons injured his wrist while playing the game Tetris on his Nintendo Game Boy. Number 5, Kevin Johnson, right here in a Suns jersey.
Didn't someone we know like hurt their wrist masturbating?
Yeah.
It was a she?
Yeah.
All right, go on with the
former,
list.
former entertainment girlfriend. Is that the first you've heard about this, Leaper?
Yeah, that's the first time.
That's just funny to me. That must have been a serious masturbation session. Jeez.
They're not listening to this, so I can go ahead and say it. Anyway, Charles Barkley and Kevin Johnson were teammates with the Phoenix Suns and would often celebrate with each other when the situation arose. After Kevin Johnson made a game-winning shot, Charles Barkley ran over to Johnson and gave him a bear hug. Barkley dislocated Johnson's shoulder, which resulted in Johnson spending time on the sidelines.
What an asshole.
That's what I do after every podcast.
It makes me think of Randy Orton. He'd be like, stupid, 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 stupid.
Or Homer Simpson.
Number 4, the Gus Bus, Gus Frerotte. On November 23rd, 1997, Gus Frerotte was playing quarterback for the Washington Redskins. After running the ball from the 1 yard line, Gus Frerotte got a little too excited and headbutted the wall. He sprained his neck with celebrating his 1 yard touchdown run.
Jeez.
I've seen that. Yeah, he like rams his head into the wall. Lionel While soccer is a very dangerous contact sport, Lionel found that playing Scrabble can be more hazardous than it seems. The Paris Saint-Germain goalkeeper missed his team's 1-0 loss to Rennes due to torn ligaments in his back. He injured his back while trying to pick up a drop letter from the floor while playing Scrabble.
Oh, my God.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
Are these people, like, made of paper?
Sammy Sosa. During Sammy Sosa's time in Chicago, he experienced back spasms that forced him to miss a series finale against the Padres in 2004. Sosa sneezed twice in a short amount of time, causing his back to spasm, which led to him receiving treatment while his team, the Chicago Cubs, completed a sweep of the Padres.
And now he's a white man.
Yeah, here's back sneezing. Oh, my God. Number 1, Chris Hansen. No laugh there to catch a predator?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Chris Hansen. But this one is actually Jacksonville Jaguars kicker. Jaguars head coach Jack Del Rio placed a tree log and an axe in his team's locker room. He told his team to keep chopping wood to motivate them. He told players to hack at the wood for motivation. Punter Chris Hansen finished his workout early and took the axe and hacked at the tree stump off balance. He hit himself in the leg and was rushed to the emergency room to close up the wound.
Oh my god.
Fortunately, it did not hit his kicking leg.
Jackass.
Why would you swing an axe off balance? Okay. Something, why is my laptop all fucking up?
Something
old, something new, something borrowed, something blue.
What? My laptop is really effing up right now.
Damn you, laptop.
Quick. I am Mega Man. I'm blue and cyan. Created
Got
by
it.
Dr. Light.
Okay. So, over the past week, have you guys ever heard of a perfect game or in baseball?
Yeah.
Pitching a perfect game.
Yeah.
It's when no one reaches base. It's happened 21 times ever.
Ever?
Ever.
Seems like more than I would have thought.
More than you would have thought?
Just because that must be one shitty team or one awesome-ass pitcher. Oh, my God.
Well,
very lucky.
So, Armando Galarraga pitched 26 outs. You need 27 for a perfect game. On the 27th out, the ball was hit, started going towards first base, and the pitcher needed to make a play on first base. Grabs the ball, tags the base, ump calls the runner safe. Look at the replay later, and he was out by a mile.
And he so, can't reverse his decision.
And this is what they're asking. Should the decision be reversed? Because Bud Selig says he will not reverse it.
I think it should. If you can review footage and clearly, like it's not even debatable, then...
And a lot of people are like, well, this is going to set precedent, you know, for other people if it happens. Like, no. This is a perfect game.
Yeah, this matters.
You know, this is huge. This guy, chances are extremely likely he will never, ever pitch a perfect game again. It's likely that that team will never, ever pitch a perfect game again. And this guy pitches 26 outs and on the 27th one gets screwed. And, you know, it's not... I mean, the umps miss calls all the time. So it's not like he really screwed up. He just kind of... He screwed up, but unfortunately it was on such a big stage.
Yeah.
It was a perfect game and he screwed up. So it's like, just give the guy a perfect game. He had it.
Can they usually reverse it, though, if they want?
They've never really ran into this kind of situation.
They don't.
But he said he's not going to. And the thing is, baseball really, they just implemented instant replay like last year. And that was for home runs, whether it was fair or foul.
Oh.
Kept it out.
And so they don't really have it for this kind of situation. I disagree. I think they really need to have more instant replay.
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
No.
I just think you need to get calls right, and if you miss it on the field, you need to be able to see it somewhere else.
I agree. I mean, if we're playing to play, then sometimes humans make error, but that doesn't mean that we should or that team should suffer because of it. If there's technology to prove otherwise, why not use it?
Yeah. I think you should be able to, if you can take human error out of the equation, you should do it. I don't know, but they're not gonna reverse it. So that guy, and we all know in our heads, like, this guy pitched a perfect game.
But it'll never
but
be
it'll
recognized
never,
in, like, a record
I mean, if this guy ever goes in the Hall of Fame, it's never going to mention that, he pitched a perfect game.
He almost pitched a perfect game.
And it's just, he doesn't get to be able to say that.
Probably going
to
hang himself. I mean,
he actually, the Detroit Tigers bought him, like, a new Corvette or something for it.
Oh,
jeez. Oh, yeah. We'll just buy a Corvette. That sucks, dude.
All right, so the World Cup is coming out, and a lot of people, especially in the United States, don't know much about soccer or much about the teams in there, or football, as most people call it. So this article compares the 32 countries in the World Cup to the 32 NFL teams, and I'm just going to go through a couple. I'm not going to go through all 32. All right. In Group A, South Africa, they're hosting the World Cup. They liken them to the Cleveland Browns.
Why?
Well, if you insist, home field is the, what the fuck do they call them? Bafans? Biggest card this summer of the World Cup. Like the Browns at the Dog Pound, South Africans will enjoy a unique advantage in that the opponents will be treated to a loud, wild crowd when they step onto the pitch. In ways of overall talent, the Browns and South Africans are near the bottom of the barrel in the power rankings. So they got rabid fans, but not a lot of talent. And the Mexico, they liken them to the Chargers. France, New England Patriots.
What about Denver Broncos?
England, New York Giants, United States, like the Arizona Cardinals. I'm looking for it. Our team's supposed to be, like, at the bottom. Paraguay is like the Philadelphia Eagles.
Hell.
That's it. You're Paraguay, Stefan.
All right. I'm like a flying gay man.
Jesus Christ. Chile is like the Denver Broncos.
Chile.
And Spain is the New Orleans Saints. Oh, yeah.
Wish I had some chili.
Because Spain's like the best Chile's team on good. There.
Chili is delicious.
I probably have some chili in my freezer.
Let's just get your mom up and say, make chili.
Make chili for us.
Food.
Food.
Anybody know what movie that's from?
Twister.
Yes. Nice.
All right. Let's move it on to video games.
Radical.
All right, top 10 video game swords.
Soul Calibur.
Now that is on the list.
Man, I'm definitely going to go with the long sword from Zelda.
What's
up?
Okay. First of all, did you listen to last week's podcast?
The Halo Energy Sword? Anyways, I just want to throw that out there. You don't have to tell me if I'm right. No, I did not.
He ruined, in the worst way, an article. And you know what article it was? It was the one that you placed on.
Oh.
It was awful. I was really disappointed. I was really sad.
Well, he was saying them.
I was really upset.
And I was like, is Stefan on this list?
I know, and here's where like, I'm at. Here's where I'm coming from. I was actually, I was at number 8 when he said it, and you were coming up. And here's where I'm coming from. If I say no, I just lied. And I don't really have a problem with that, but when it comes to Stefan, it's going to like soften the blow a little bit. They're gonna be like, oh, well, he said he wasn't on the list. And if I dodge the question, that means yes. And if I say yes, that just ruins the surprise.
You should have re-recorded it.
And that's what I told Leaper. He said, you just cut it out. I'm like, I don't cut stuff out. Come on. Plus, now he learns. Don't ruin.
I honestly don't even know where the hell that list came from. So how legit it is, like
it was like Superhero Sentinel or something.
Yeah, see, I don't. The guy that was number one sent it to me on Xbox Live, so I don't think he wrote it. Otherwise, that'd be pretty sad if he put himself number one on his own list.
That would be.
But he just sent it to me and said that's pretty cool that we were on this list. So I've never even heard of that site. So who knows?
I haven't either. They look pretty legit. I mean, I guess it's not hard to look legit.
Like, it was cool. It was a cool feeling to be on a list, but at the same time, if it's some random nobodies, what the hell do I care?
See, I always tell you, you're such a buzzkill.
I'm sorry.
Just give it to yourself, man. You're on a list.
Love it.
All right, number 10, Durandal from Fire Emblem. Number 9, Keyblade from Kingdom Hearts. That's a good one. I like the Keyblade. I thought it was dumb at first, but I was like, yeah, it's kind of cool.
Kingdom Hearts is an awesome game.
8, the Chaos Eater from Darksiders. 7, Dagger of Time from Prince of Persia. Number 6, Energy Sword from Halo.
Yay.
Number 5, Lightsaber from Star Wars The Force Unleashed. 4, Blades of Chaos from God of War. 3, The Buster Sword from Final Fantasy VII. 2, Soul Edge from Soul Calibur.
That means
number And number 1, The Master Sword from Legend of Zelda.
You said long sword.
I didn't know what the hell it's called.
I knew he meant which one.
Give your mom the long sword.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'll give her the short
sword. All right. Now, I'm sure you guys know, when it comes to DLC, I'm kind of a stickler.
Stickler for a stickler.
And that's all because of the horse armor pack.
It's your own fault.
I understand that, but the fact that you release something that shitty, that's their funny. Fault.
I anyway, don't care who you are. That's just funny right there.
Anyway, there's really two criteria. I mean, these are basic when I think of DLC. I mean, it could go deeper, but what I think is...
Giggity.
what I think is, what's the content and how soon is it coming out? Because, like, Street Fighter, they got a 0 out of 2 on that, all right? Because they came out with alternate tires right away.
Yeah.
So you didn't wait for it to keep the gameplay going, and you didn't. It didn't matter. It was alternate tires.
That's why the game's only $20 now.
Well, Red Dead Redemption has announced DLC.
Or because they're Super Street Fighting.
And I give them a 1 out of 2 because, one, the content in this is great, but it came out way too soon. It's going to come out like June 11th or something. The game just came out, and they're already bringing out DLC for it.
It happens a lot, though. But when you really think about it, like, I agree with you that the fact that it comes out that soon is kind of dumb because, in my opinion, DLC should prolong the gameplay once people have, you know, had time to actually go through everything else, and it shows that, you know, it wasn't just something they pulled out of the game. But there's also cases where you could also make an argument that they just didn't have time to finish that in time for the game. So while, you know, because they go, a game is finished months ahead of when it's actually released, so you could say during that time they finished it, so then they release it as DLC.
I could see it. The stuff in this,
isn't the first one from Red Dead Redemption free? There's like 4 co-op.
I don't know. Here, campaign levels. Let me read what's in this. Sorry. As predictable as an Adam Sandler movie, new Red Dead Redemption DLC is out June 22nd of this year. Unlike a Happy Madison production, this slice of entertainment comes at the price of free. It is free.
So
that's pretty good. I mean, that's just a moot point now.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what the content is. It doesn't matter how soon it came out. It's free.
You can't really complain.
Yeah, there's companies that do. Rockstar does it again. I tell you, Rockstar is the best with DLC.
Yeah, they're good.
I will consistently say this: Rockstar, Bethesda, and Bungie, they're great with DLC.
Love it.
This gives you new. The DLC pack is Outlaws to the End. Walton's Gold, The River, and Ammunition are 3 confirmed missions from the DLC pack. Walton's Gold features an escort-type mission. I hate escort missions. Where players must load a minecart full of gold and fight members of the Walton's gang. The River is a violent version of the Oregon Trail finale. Awesome. Players must fight on a raft until they reach the rebel stronghold where the final battle will take place. Ammunition appears to be a Wild West version of Normandy's Beach, where players must storm the town of Tesoro Azul, equipped with heavy cannons, Gatling guns, and sniper fire.
Cannon.
I want to play that game so bad.
I do too.
It looks really good.
I got it. I was going to play it, but then I got, you know, the Lost and Damned and my DS, so I kind of got stuff to hold me over.
And we should all try and get it at the same time since it's 16-player multiplayer, like Grand Theft Auto.
It's pretty badass. All right, Jonathan Prime. One, that's a cool stage name. I'm Jonathan Prime. Accused of using Call of Duty to solicit naked photos of young boys.
Oh, my God.
According to charging documents, Prime, a 20-year-old living in New Jersey, made friends with at least 4 boys ages 13 to 14, including one living in King County, by playing the first-person shooter. Prime and the boys used headsets to talk during the game. See, this is why I hate when people that don't know video games say something like, the players use headsets to talk during the game. It's like, okay, welcome to 10 years ago. I guess a lot of old people are like, they can do that now?
Those damn kids.
Dude, I'm impressed by the shit they have in the cars I sell, alright?
Slowly, however, detectives say Prime shifted the focus away from killing bad guys.
Bad guys.
Wait. This article wrote killing bay guys.
Bay guys?
It says bay guys. B-A-Y.
Is D by Y?
No.
Weird.
From killing bay guys and towards the creepy things that boys could do for them. He talked to them on the phone and told them he was going to start a clan. And in order to join the clan, boys would have to send him pictures of their genitals.
Show me what your genitals.
Some said no, but investigators contended that 4 boys agreed to send the pictures.
How old were these kids? I just want
to
know.
13 to 14. If you were listening.
Sorry, but that's just <all right>. Retarded. Why? That is odd.
Prime then asked one more boy for sexually explicit photos. He also requested and received phone sex with the boy.
What the hell? These kids had to have wanted it if they go that far.
When you're 13 and 14, I'll admit you're young, but you know that's some weird shit.
Yeah, exactly. They like I said, these kids had to have like been into that because you don't go like that far if you're just like ignorant, you know?
If that happened to us on like Halo 2, you're like... send me a picture of your nuts and you can join my clan. I'd be like, fuck you, I'm starting my own clan. You join my clan. That's going to be a good clip.
Send me your nuts. He's like, okay.
Cutting that out. Prosecutors aren't saying how Prime got caught, but considering these are high school boys we're talking about, it's hard to believe that one of them didn't eventually run to his parents or get ratted out by a friend. It's fucked up, man.
Say hi to Mr. Hankey.
Oh my god, yes.
Say hi to Mr. Hankey.
Oh, alright. I'm going to cut this one out. Sorry, guys.
Cutting it.
Aboard.
Dreamcast games leaked from Korean ratings board. There has been rumor that Dreamcast games were going to be released on the Xbox Live Arcade, and this confirms it.
Nice.
Because they were Korean rating board was rating them on the arcade.
Apparently, Power Stone, you ever played that game?
Yeah.
That game is fun as hell.
And two they mentioned that were found on the Korean's game rating board are Sonic's Adventure and Crazy Taxi.
Crazy Taxi!
Crazy Taxi's awesome. That's totally going to get that.
Yeah,
that and Hydro awesome. Thunder Hurricane, that's going to be badass.
And Sonic Adventures 2 wasn't bad, if I remember it.
Sonic Adventure, the first one.
I can't remember which one's which, so oh well.
Well, the first one you get to play is the big purple cat. Second one you don't get.
What's the one on like GameCube where you could like raise your own little like weird things?
That's the second one.
I like that one. Yeah.
Good stuff.
And it had Shadow.
Yeah.
All right, from GameCenterOnline.net. Hulu streaming to Xbox Live, question mark? Microsoft rocked the internet with the announcement of Netflix streaming into their console. That said, according to a very reliable source in quotations, Microsoft plans to do this again with the announcement of Hulu streaming onto their console. Let me click this very reliable source. Who is this source? News.cnet.com?
That's true. That's nice.
That is
I've been to Hulu and I like it quite a bit.
I don't ever really use it, but I know what like it's for, you know, watching TV shows and stuff. That's nice.
Requiring a separate subscription fee, much like Netflix, the subscription service allows users to watch their favorite television shows whenever they want via their console. However, instead of opting it on a monitor, they can watch it online on their television sets.
So there's a fee. Yeah.
There is going to be a fee, apparently.
But isn't like regular Hulu free?
Yeah.
But on the Xbox,
it's not free.
Look, you know who they're going through. They put it on the Xbox.
So now I just like, I lost my interest.
If I were to get one or the other, I'd probably get Hulu because I watch more TV shows than I do movies.
And Netflix, I have Netflix, and Netflix Instant Queue doesn't have a lot of good movies.
Yeah,
like there's like three or four that are like, you know, top quality movies that you want to watch. And once you're done with those, like, huh. A lot of shit on here. And they add some like every once in a while, but still, it's not like totally great.
Okay. So, I got my last article here for video games, and I see an advertisement on the right side for Japanese ball cream.
Yeah.
All right.
I got 9 best open world video games ever made. Number 9 is Metroid. I didn't know Metroid was an open world game.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was either.
Oh, yeah.
The GameCube one, right?
Are we talking about like RPG or open world? When I think open world, I think like Oblivion.
Yeah, that's what I think too, but they got Metroid on there.
Grand Theft Auto.
Well,
I mean too.
And then number
two, what Metroid was?
Or not number two, number 8, GTA 4.
It's kind of like that. And the GameCube one, you could go from different worlds.
I don't think they're talking about the GameCube one. I think they're talking about the original one.
Than the original one, they're probably talking about how it has different levels that you can go to. You don't necessarily.
That would be calling Mario an open world game because you can go back, like Mario on the DS, you can go back to World 2.
But you have to go to
on Metroid.
First. In Metroid, that wasn't necessary. You could go.
Wherever. So would Mega Man be considered an open world game because you got to go to different robot bosses, and you could take any route? I mean, I wouldn't consider it an open world game.
When they're all connected without having to like go through a menu system.
You don't have to go through a menu. You can just walk there. Just go to it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, I gotcha. So it's like Pokemon.
Yeah.
Although Pokemon, you are blocked off from going to places until...
Yeah.
There'll be like
Metroid you were, too.
There will be like something you could block you or break
GTA,
or whatever.
You have to do that, too. You have to get a certain... foreign mission or whatever.
Yeah, that's
otherwise
true.
Otherwise, you get like 5 stars right away, remember?
That's true as well. All right, next is Assassin's Creed 2. After that is Red Dead Redemption.
Oh.
After that, this is truly an open world game, World of Warcraft. I mean, that is its own world, so it's kind of obvious, you know.
It's its own following.
Yeah. After that, Grand Theft Auto 3, beating GTA 4 on the list, and rightfully so. Good. Grand Theft Auto 3's world was awesome.
Yeah, GTA 3 even though
GTA 4, better graphics, gameplay is a little better story. Just because you actually have
I never played the story on GTA 3.
Ever. Yeah, really? I never did. Yeah. I just screwed around.
I only had two missions left. I couldn't beat the second to last mission. I need to go back. I need to make that a goal.
The only one I've beaten the story one.
I do have
four.
I do have a PlayStation 1 now. I can go fucking get GTA 3 from gamers. And I could finally.
No, GTA 3 is on PS2.
No, it's not.
Yeah. It is.
Is it really?
Yeah.
The second and first GTA were on PlayStation 1.
I thought all three were on.
Which I've played the story on GTA
2. No. I thought all three were on PS1, and then Vice City and San Andreas were on PS2.
I'm positive it's on 2.
You're positive?
I'm positive.
I'm positive as well.
They come in a pack. Like, you can buy 3 Vice City and San Andreas in a pack on PlayStation 2.
You guys are probably right, but I'm going to look it up.
Well, while you're doing that. That brings up a point about Saints Row 2 for all of you GTA fans. If you want, like, all the... Like, have you ever seen Saints
Row?
Son
of a bitch!
I beat the first one, and the second one I played when Tyler rented it.
Yeah. Because Tyler said you didn't want to get it because, you know, you have Grand Theft Auto. But now it's only $20, and it's a lot of fun. Like, you think Grand Theft Auto, and you think open world, and you can do pretty much what you want. Well, GTA 4, let's just say, on a spectrum of arcadey to realistic, GTA 4 is more on, you know, the realistic scale.
Yeah.
Whereas Saints Row, you still have that open world experience, but it's a lot more arcadey. You have all kinds of fun shit to do. But look it up.
Caught me by surprise.
Anyways, it's
PS2. You guys are okay. Right. next up, Legend of Zelda. And then next after that is The Sims.
Why The Sims?
There are editions of The Sims where you can actually, like, go out and go to places, right?
I don't know.
I knew that, but yeah, that's kind of weird.
But at the same time, it's not. You know, when I think open world, I do think something like Oblivion, Fallout, GTA.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess technically these are open worlds, but they're not like there's not the kind of free roaming world. Like,
Sims is more like a simulator game.
Yeah.
And that's why it's called The Sims.
Yeah. Astute observation there.
Yeah.
Next up, the Ultima series. I've no experience with that. And then after that is Oblivion.
Aha. Oblivion was good.
Yeah, it was really good. And that will do it for video games.
Alrighty then.
Ready for some entertainment?
Sure.
Yeah? You sure? Positive?
Yeah.
Let's do it. All right, what do you got, Stefan?
You know, I'm gone for 1 week, and you already just give me a new intro music. Wow.
I gotta make changes, you know?
Anyways, sorry for these lackluster stories, guys, but I'm going to start off with Nolan says the Joker will not return for Batman 3. That's good.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Because, I mean, while I love the Joker, obviously, but...
No one else.
He said I didn't copy his quote, but he said something along the lines that that's not comfortable to him. Like he's not okay with that. So he's not even considering bringing back the Joker. So that's cool.
Good.
I'm telling you, dude. Austin said it right. I'm gonna give Austin credit here.
No.
Hugh Laurie as the Riddler.
See, I don't have any problem with that, and he could potentially play it well. I still hold my. Which I know Christopher Nolan probably won't go with because he likes new upcoming actors, but
yeah.
Johnny Depp, man. My cast is for Johnny Depp, yeah. I really like Johnny Depp.
And not just because I'm a huge House fan. I've seen a lot of stuff Hugh Laurie has been in. He's been in a lot of comedies, too, along with, you know, series shows like House and other stuff like that. He's a very multifaceted actor, and he has the American accent down to a T.
From fans' perspective, I think those are the only two guys... that are like have the leading votes for fans. Yeah. What Christopher Nolan chooses, if he even chooses the Riddler, is up in the air. He doesn't. What? How he chooses things, who the hell knows? But anyways, I don't know if you covered. I'm sure you covered Gary Coleman's death.
I did.
Did you talk about his 911 call?
No.
Okay, because I have that, and something else.
You should have mentioned that to me. I could have pulled it up on here to find it. I can try and find it.
No, I have it right here.
You have the, like, I could get the
audio.
I
have a little.
If you got the transcript, that'll do. Hold on. You need to talk like her, all right? And I'm going to be the 911 dispatcher.
Okay.
You got to hand the paper to me, though.
Hold on.
Do you have what the 911 dispatcher said?
I don't have it, like, transcripted word for word. I just have, like, the funny bits.
All right. Just go ahead.
All right. Well, anyways, first was something TMZ had. TMZ obtained an interview with Price. That's his ex-wife.
Yeah.
And it was shot the day after Gary died. Among other things, Price blurted out that she's heard speculation that she pushed Gary and that caused him to fall ultimately and gave him a hemorrhage in his head, like that clown from Billy Madison.
Oh, yeah. That's probably why she didn't want to go down to him, because he was probably going to yell something like, "You crazy bitch!"
and she insists that she didn't push Gary, but the weird thing is, no one had publicly accused her of that, so it's kind of like
she's like, "I didn't push."
Yeah, she's like, she kind of made herself look dumb, but anyways. And she's defending her decision to pull the plug because apparently she said she didn't want Gary to be like Muhammad Ali or Terry Schiavo.
Okay. Let me wrap my brain around this for a second. Muhammad Ali, he's very punch drunk. He's got the boxer syndrome. He's not dead in the head.
Yeah.
He's not.
He's got Parkinson's, right? Is that all?
Yeah, I think he does have that as well. I mean, and he's also got, you know, the normal shit boxers have after the end of the career. But at the same time, he's still there. I mean, I heard an interview about 4 months ago with a comedian who ran into Muhammad Ali, and they had a conversation. Tyree Schiavo, you could not have a conversation with her, all right? She was completely limp.
Well, this lady is not the most intelligent person I've ever even read about. And Price fondly mentions that Gary did a lot for her, like buy her a car. Apparently, that's like what she mentioned. I don't know. And also TMZ, I hate getting stuff from them, but because I don't like TMZ personally.
Yeah.
But that's just what was on dig. They also obtained the 911 call made when Gary Coleman fell last week or whenever the hell that was recently. And you can hear Gary's wife say, "I'm gagging. I've got blood on myself. I can't deal." Who the hell does that? Like, I don't care if you're squeamish to, like, blood. When someone's dying, you don't just, like, "No, sorry." No, you rise to the fucking occasion. That's when your body's supposed to be pumped full of adrenaline. You should be able to do anything. That's how people lift cars. But you can't fucking, you know, go downstairs to save. Regardless if she... That's why it's just, like, this is shrouded in controversy. Because she makes herself look guilty.
And she says things like, "I'm extremely stressed out. If I go down there, I might have a seizure."
Yeah, I got that here. He goes, during the call, Gary's wife, Shannon Price, tells the dispatcher there's blood everywhere and that she doesn't know what happened. Gary is conscious during the call, but Shannon says he's, like, not with it and tries repeatedly to tell him to put pressure on a cut on the back of his head, but he's too out of it to follow her instructions. During the call, Shannon tells the dispatcher she didn't drive Gary to the hospital because she's sick and is afraid she'll have a seizure.
What the fuck?
Gary, who ended up suffering a brain hemorrhage, passed away on Friday after Shannon decided to take him off life support. He was 42.
Which she did not have authority to do.
Yeah. That's like something you see on Forensic Files. She just made herself look like guilty as hell. So either she's just like the dumbest bimbo. And it's obvious that she hates him, but, like, seriously, I don't care how bad you hate somebody.
Gary Coleman?
I know, the guy's like a child.
She mentioned that he fell when she asked him to go downstairs and make her food.
Yeah.
Like, no. You make the sandwich, all right?
So that whole thing is just fucked up.
What a trick.
Moving on to some lighter stories. Because I do it right, unlike Leaper, who ends on a sad note.
He does end on a sad note. I gotta say, if Leaper has one flaw, that's it. Ends on a sad note way too much.
I didn't end on a sad note today.
You didn't. Good job.
Yay.
I'm proud of you.
Man of the moment, Keanu Reeves, has shown his generosity by giving away 50 million euros, whatever the hell that is. I don't know why they didn't put this in dollar form, like Americans do, of his earnings from the Matrix sequels. The 38-year-old decided to hand over the money to the unsung heroes of the sci-fi blockbusters, the costume and special effects teams.
Nice.
So that was nice of him.
Whoa.
I just thought of mentioning that because it seemed like a nice thing to do.
Yeah.
It is a nice thing to do.
Avatar director James Cameron confirmed that Titanic will be getting a 3D... it'll be in 3D.
Why?
And it's going to happen by the spring of 2012 for the, I think, 100... or is it 100 or 1,000th year anniversary? Not 1,000th.
No,
it's... way too fucking long.
No.
At 100, yeah, it'll be 100. I didn't put it down, but that would make sense. 1,000. Like, holy shit.
That's ignorant. Why did 3D catch on?
Because...
it's not that interesting. It's cool every now and then, but... to base your movie,
don't see what the big deal
to
is.
Base your movie specifically on 3D and make everything now in 3D, I just don't see the point. Some movies just don't need to be in 3D.
They came out with Batman: Arkham Asylum. It's
a 3D. Yeah.
So it's like, why does Titanic need to be in 3D?
It doesn't need to be in 3D.
What's gonna come out of you? The iceberg? The boat?
I have no idea. You know? He said it was gonna be something the like a pop-up book effect or something. I don't know.
So I just don't know. I mean, come on.
And apparently, his next movie that he's going to be working on, he always does like his own original films. He rarely does sequels. Like, that's why it took him 10 years or so to do
Avatar,
Terminator 2.
Oh.
But yes, his next movie is going to be Avatar 2, is what it's speculating. But it's highly possible because he wants to bank.
Yeah,
he realized he just made the number one movie. He wants more money. Might as well hit it while the iron's hot.
Did you see who was going to be the director for the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles reboot?
Yes, I did.
Michael Bay.
Yeah, Michael Bay.
Yeah, that was one of the stories I did while you were out.
Nice.
And so I just didn't know if you'd caught that or not.
Exploding turtles.
Yeah, Michael Bay is kind of like a hit and miss with me because, like, Transformers 1 was all right. I didn't see the second one, but he does, like, for all those horror remakes, like the Freddy and the Jason and all those, which I enjoyed, but... he's like the producer for those, and he always makes them look the exact same, though. Like, they're always, like, dark and gritty, which is great for horror films, but every, like, it makes them all look the same to me. Like, not every town has to look the same, but he makes them look the same.
Yeah.
But anyways. And to finish up, there will be a new Thundercats show in 2011.
I did that story while you were gone as well. A Thundercats director was found dead with his arm cut off. From the 80s cartoon.
You think it's a threat? Like the horse head in the Godfather?
His arm was found in the back of a van and then he was found later.
That's disturbing.
Yeah, it is disturbing. Just thought I'd share that with you, though.
Well, that's all I got.
All right, well, if that does it for entertainment, then that'll do it for this podcast. You know who we are. I'm Matt with Leaper and Stefan. And I am signing out. Find us on your social networking sites. What was that, Leaper? Goodbye.